George, this is Ben Goetz of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What led you to the decision to trade Nikita Gusev?
Probably our inability to reach a contract agreement that made sense for us. I thought we did a real good job last year of having the player come over. Had he stayed in Russia, he would have been an unrestricted free agent next summer. So we wanted to get him over. He worked hard at it. We worked hard at it to either play for us or move him and come up with some other assets that we can use as currency in the league to either make trades with or move up in the draft or just to simply draft players with. So he was highly motivated to come over. The contract was, his request was more than we thought reasonable for us. So what it came right down to is that let's make the move and turn him into some draft picks that we can use in the future.
All right, Terry, we'll take the next question.
Your next question comes from the line of Ken Bolke. Sir, your line is now open.
I've been brought back one player that has NHL experience.
Can you start over again? I didn't hear the start of your question.
Sorry. So
that's okay.
Thus far,
I don't think it. I think it's a
you,
heard,
you can hear me now.
I can. Yes.
Okay. So you've traded Eric Halla, Colin Miller, and Nikita Gusev, and you've gotten one player back that has NHL experience. You had mentioned that you wanted to make hockey moves in the off season. So I'd like to know how you got better.
Well, we're a better team because, we had depth in the positions where we've moved players from. And moving Miller, we have lots of young defensemen that need opportunity and some defensemen that may become defensemen that are better than third pair defensemen. With respect to Eric Halla, he didn't really play for us last year. We didn't know what to expect this coming year, coming off the injury, we moved Gusev for draft picks. You know, we are a team that I believe is a contender. It's a very good team. We've been very aggressive in signing our players to deals that make sense for the team now and certainly in the future. And we now have lots of draft picks as currency, and we have spent to the cap to make it a good team. As you know, we weren't going to take our time with this team. We were going to be aggressive to make it a better team, and we have. And starting last summer, either in acquisitions or in extending contracts, we've worked hard at that. We now have a good team. The players that have been moved, we don't believe take away from our core, and we have players capable of stepping into those positions. And we've certainly held on to our high-end core and have essentially all of them under contract. So we believe we're just as good or better than we've been. It's a very good hockey team. And we're in a good place now. Some people believe that we are in a lot of trouble on the cap. We didn't see it that way. We were aggressive and got to, you know, where we were over the cap. But the plan all along was to make other moves this summer. We've made them all, and we're in a good place. There are 10 or 12 teams in this league right now that have some big, big contracts to do, and I would imagine there are some GMs who are a little nervous about what's going to transpire because they can't predict what's going to happen to their payroll. We're not one of those teams. We're in a good place. We know what our payroll is. We like our team. Lots of draft picks. And our core is signed up for a long time. So we are a better team.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Justin Emerson. Sir, your line is now open.
Hey, George, Justin at the Las Vegas Sun. I imagine when you guys brought Nikita over and signed him to his ELC, you kind of had an idea of what he was going to be looking for in salary. Was his salary up higher than you anticipated? And back in December, the commissioner had projected the cap was going to be about $83 million. It came in under that. Did that play into the inability to meet his salary requests in any way?
I guess it did in some way, but it was, you know, we don't rely on those forecasts from the league because they've been different before. This was more about the contract ask being more than we thought, but really, for us, it was about getting this player over here and turning that player into a player for us or something else that we could use, because sitting in Russia wasn't helping us, and becoming an unrestricted free agent next summer wasn't going to be very good for us. If we got him over this past season, got him signed, then we're working on a second contract, and if we can't get it done, then we can trade him for something, or if he decides at that point to go back to Russia, then we have defected status and we still have his rights next summer that we would not have had he not come over in March. So we knew there was a possibility that we might not be able to sign him, but getting him over here was, a victory for us and the player, and then deciding, you know, either plays for us or someone else was the second step.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay, hope it made sense.
Your next question comes from the line of Mr. Matty Pierres. Sir, your line is now open.
Hi, George. My question is, do you feel that this move was strictly based on the inability to fit him in money-wise, or did it make it a little easier, in your opinion, knowing that maybe some of these young guys down in the minors, like a Cody Glass, are ready to move up to the big club and maybe fill that role that Gusev would have filled?
Well, we're pretty high on some of our young players, defensemen and forwards, and so, yeah, that's part of it. And again, the big part was either having him here or getting assets from other teams. There is, risk in every trade you make, and there's risk here that, you know, is the player better than, will he be better than we anticipated? And with respect to New Jersey, you know, will he be as good as they anticipated? No one knows. But this was, it became an asset for the organization, you know, from expansion. We traded for, Tampa Bay asked us to take the Garrison contract, and with that contract gave us a second and fourth round pick, I believe, and then now we've moved the player for a second and a third. So 2 seconds, a third, and a fourth to take the Garrison contract, I think, is a pretty good return. And so that's where we are now. And this is the move we made. And again, I really think we're a good club. No real weaknesses, and young players to compete for positions on the team. This will be the first year where we really have some of our entry-level players pushing for jobs. And if you want to be a good team in this league, you have to have young players coming in every year to fill holes, you know, for players who have gone elsewhere via free agency or for players who have sort of aged out. If you don't have young players coming in, you're chasing free agents all the time, it gets expensive and it's a difficult puzzle to put together sometimes. But when you can see where you're deep and you can afford to let a guy go and have another young guy come in, and hopefully and ultimately be better, that's how you become a good team and stay a good team.
Thanks, George.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Mr. Brian Blessing. Sir, your line is now open.
Hi, George. At your pre-agency press conference, you thought the remainder of that week things would heat up. It's remained pretty stagnant, and there are a boatload of RFAs that are still out there, and one would think hockey trades are going to start to kick in. I'm just curious, you know, what was the market like for Gusev, and why make the trade now if other teams are going to know their fate and things start to sort themselves out? More than anything, why now?
Well, that's a good question. And I can't, to go back to the first part of your question, when you asked about things heating up, I can't remember what time in the summer that was and if we had made any moves by then. But we've certainly, we've been involved and active in a lot of things. And why now on Gusev? It really came down to two teams having serious enough interest to make offers. And when you feel the time is right, you do it, because sometimes things change and those offers can evaporate. And we felt like we had something that worked for us. And so we executed.
Was the Eastern Conference only in your mind, or were you open to listening to all offers?
No, we were open to listening to all offers. We would certainly, you move a player to wherever gets you the best deal. And I said there were two teams that were interested, and made offers, and we went back and forth for probably a couple of weeks, and this is we thought there's a certain time when it's time to pull the trigger, and this was it for us, because if this disappears, then you don't know where you are mid-August, mid-September, and it was just the time was right. If there were 10 teams or 12 teams coming hard after us, then maybe take a little more time. But it was two, and it's been two for a long time. So it was time to make a deal.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Mr. Adam Hill. Sir, your line is now open.
Yeah, George, I was wondering if you explored any deals that could have created any salary cap space to make a deal happen, or would that only have been done after you came to a deal with Gusev?
No, what was really important to us, again, we're a contending team. We've been a real good team. We expect to be an even better team this season, and what we didn't want to do was tear the team apart to accommodate one player. So we like the chemistry on our team, and as I said, we've moved players that we could move without affecting the team. We believe we have replacements in house to fill those holes. So no, we weren't interested in moving other players. We like our players. We like our team. We like the chemistry, and we didn't want to extract players from the team that could ultimately hurt us.
Thank you. I'm guessing I already know the answer to this, but I'll ask anyway. Who was the other team that was pursuing it?
You preface that question really well, and we'll just leave it alone. We'll just duck that.
Thanks, George. Thanks, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of Jesse Grainger. Your line is now open.
Hey, George.
Hi, Jesse.
The decision on this comes down to what you think Gusev can possibly be and obviously what you valued him. Was there anything over the last 2 years watching him, and obviously you've seen a lot of him, that made you think maybe he won't live up to what some outsiders are saying he will, and was that part of the reason to move him?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know if anyone knows what a player is going to be without having played some games in the league. We think he's a very, very intelligent player. He's got very, very good hands. Not a big guy, and he's doesn't have elite speed. So, you know, they're... So it's hard to know exactly what he's going to be. He'll play in the league for sure. How good he will be is hard to know.
Thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Again, everyone, if you have questions, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mr. Ben Gotts. Sir, your line is now open.
Hi, George. Ben Gotts of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Again, we haven't talked to you since Derek England re-signed, so can you explain why you decided to bring him back for another season?
Well, Derek is a very effective player. He has played a lot of minutes for us. And very good penalty killer, and everybody knows that Derek is sort of John Wayne tough, and he's got tremendous leadership. So, there's no question that we wanted him back. We made it clear to him during the season, And so it was just a matter of trying to get the numbers right, and we knew basically where we wanted to be on the value. It's the structure was something that had to be worked on a little bit, but we're delighted to have him back, and so that's why we signed him.
Thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Jerry, we'll take two more questions.
All right, your next question comes from the line of Jesse Grainger. Your line is now open.
George, you've talked a lot about how the young players can come in and fill roles this year, and you've spoken specifically about the defensemen and how that you're going to have a competition to see who steps in. But can you talk about Cody Glass and what you expect from him this year? And also, does it have to be at center for him, or would you be willing to play him on the wing?
Well, I'm reluctant to talk about individuals. I've tried to discuss our young defensemen as a group and forwards as a group because if you end up talking about one player, you maybe there's another player who's expecting to fight for that job, and you haven't said a word about him, and it doesn't make him feel very comfortable. So, but we have, again, we have a real good team. Our core is intact. We have some openings for young players that, if they can grab one of those jobs, it's the right. We're breaking them in sort of at the right pace. They don't have to hold down a big-time job on the team. They can sort of fill lesser minutes. And so you're not totally reliant on them. You've got a good veteran core that you rely on, and the young guys can come in and push up a little bit from the bottom. And that's in terms of trying to win and be a good team. You have to have young guys coming in, and it can't be sink or swim. It has to be, they're seasoned a little bit in the minors, and you bring them in, and they give you a little push. They push up from the bottom a little bit. And the truth of the matter is, you can't sign everyone in a cap world. It's why you have a cap. It's why the league came up with a cap. We're a team that has an owner that will spend, and if there wasn't a cap, we'd be spending more. But we have a cap, so you can't sign everyone, so you better have some young guys coming along that can fill the holes. And we believe we have good young players that will challenge for these positions.
Thanks, George.
Okay.
Lastly, we have Mr. Ken Bolke. Sir, your line is now open.
You now have the situation with Gusev having come over here and not played a game, and then there was obviously the Shipachev situation where he played three and then went back. Is there any concern that there could be ill will or some way that Russian players may look down on this organization moving forward?
I don't think so. You just have to look at the team we put together in Washington many years ago, and there are no shortage of Russian players. And frankly, we don't care where a player comes from. If a player can help our team and make us better, then we take them, and it doesn't matter where they come from. So, the player in this instance completely understands. He's a good kid. We like him a lot. Established a relationship with him over the last few years. And he knew and we knew that if we couldn't come up with a deal that worked for us, then he'd probably be moved along. And so he wanted to play in the NHL. He's going to play in the NHL. We've got, as I said a number of times this call, we've got draft picks now that we can use as currency in future deals or just draft players. And so, we're happy with where we are, and I'm sure he's happy now that he's got an opportunity in New Jersey, and I hope it goes well for him. But to say that that's going to preclude other Russian players from coming here, I don't think that would happen. At all. Vegas is a very, very desirable place to play for players, and we'll do our best to keep it that way.